with Houston Dynamo defender, big offseason signing, captain. He is Tim Parker. He joins us now. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing good, Glenn. How are you?
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since we talked, and preseason's over. We're getting here to the final denouement. We're a couple days away from the big one against San Jose. How you feeling?
Excited. You know, it's been a while since we've been able to play any games. So, I mean, obviously the long offseason, the long preseason, it's got guys ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, this is a ritual you've been through before. Does it ever get any different, or is it just exciting each time?
Yeah, it's just as exciting, and especially being in Houston with a new team, there's a little bit extra on top of it as well.
All right. So for you going through this preseason, coming in, there's a lot of expectations on you, not only through your performance, but also to help lead and guide. And that's tricky when you come to a new team. We've spoken about that. How do you think it's all gone? And, how do you feel the guys are feeling here ahead of this first game?
I think it's gone pretty well. You know, I think overall the preseason adjustment period for us in terms of how we play and the results we've gotten and who we've played, I think we can look at the preseason as a whole and view it as a very positive experience. You know, if you take out that Dallas game at the end, where I don't think the game reflected necessarily that was reflected by the scoreline, but I do think that overall we've had really good performances from multiple games and from multiple players. And I think that that's a really good standpoint for us, is to look around and see, like, throughout the locker room, that there's a lot of guys that are ready to play this year.
Tim Parker joining us, Houston Dynamo defender, ahead of Friday night. It's San Jose Earthquakes in town. You can catch it on Quest 55. Apparently sold out now. 6,000 seats have been sold out. That's capacity. The only place you can, get a ticket would be on a place like SeatGeek or something. If I look at you, your preseason's been interesting because you've had to work with different partners, Minor Figueroa, Sam Junca, Alejandro Fuenmayor, Ethan Bartlow. These guys have some injuries now. So how has that been for you from a chemistry standpoint with those two guys? It's Minor, you've got a great veteran, a Honduran legend. With Sam, you've got a bit of a newbie at the center back position with the Dynamo.
Yeah, so I think obviously with Minor, I started off with Minor, and it was pretty common chemistry right away. You know, I think obviously he's been around quite a while, so he knows the ins and outs and what to do and where to be. And then with Sam, you kind of get the complete opposite, where he is new to the center back position. So I'm kind of helping him along the way, but also letting him learn from some mistakes. And then also, like, when he does really well, then, you know, you got to throw him the encouragement and let him do him as well.
Tim Parker joining us ahead of San Jose. All right, you know, when the Dynamo go into this full-blown press, and it's exciting to watch it work and to see the triggers and, you know, winning the ball near a goal, leading to immediate chances. But all the time that's going on, your brain is working because you're thinking of, okay, when the ball turns over, do I have guys positioned where, you know, take us into that a little bit, because I don't think people see or think about that quite as much.
Yeah, I mean, I think in almost all instances, when we have the ball, I'm always thinking of the worst case scenario. So I'm thinking about when we turn the ball over, do we have enough numbers around the ball to stop the counter or to win the ball back? So I'm trying to always organize the guys in front of me, usually the sixes and the outside backs, to make sure that we are around the ball and also that we have numbers around it to win the ball back.
All right, with Derek Jones in front of you, that's a nice – there's some good steel there between the two of you. I like the looks of this. talk to me a little bit about Derek, because he's working his way back into the holding midfield role, right, after a couple of years. And Tab Ramos has talked extensively about this. And you and him have to be pretty much, you know, connected with a thread and a rope. What, you know, the two center backs in that six, it's a big piece.
Yeah. I think Derek's getting sick of hearing me yell at him so much, to be honest with you. But no, you know, I think it kind of comes with the position. You know, I mean, he's the first guy I see, and he's right in front of me. So he hears my voice a lot, and he lets me know that he hears me. So sometimes I'm going to be right, and sometimes I'm going to be wrong. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to make the job easier for everyone else. So it's a hard battle that he's in between right now.
Yeah, you got to drive through it. But you've got to keep him in the middle, because that's ultimately where you want him, right?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, Derek has such a physical presence in the middle of the field. You know, I mean, in terms of winning 50-50 tackles and, I mean, being able to win headers and stuff like that, that's a lot of what we're going to rely on Derek for this year, is to win the middle of the field and control the middle of the field for us. And then when we're on the ball, we want his footballing ability to take over and obviously play forward, be aggressive, and we want him to do those kind of things.
With you and him and when Sam Junko was out there as well, got some targets off set pieces and corners, and maybe the delivery wasn't there against FC Dallas, but I'm expecting that trio of guys, I mean, if you're out there, you guys are going to get some goals off corners and set pieces to help the cause, right?
Yeah. I think it's definitely something that we're looking forward to this year, is being dangerous, especially with the guys that we have serving the ball. The service is incredible. So it's going to be on us to make sure that we're getting on the end of it.
All right. For you, some of the tougher strikers to play against in Major League Soccer over your career. Give me a couple.
Robbie Keane was up there.
Oh, good one.
Obviously David Villa as well. I mean, there's no lack of good strikers in this league, unfortunately. So David Villa, Robbie Keane.
So let's go back to Robbie. What made Robbie so difficult?
I think it was both of those guys. You know, I mean, they're not the most physical of guys, but their movement and their ability to find space was just so good. It was so good. So it was kind of tough to get close to them. And obviously, for me, I played against Robbie when I first came into the league. So he got the upper hand a couple of times.
That's okay. If you're going to have to give the upper hand to, but you know, what was it about their movement though and their runs? I mean, obviously they're quick and all that, but was there deception to it? You know, what was the difference in some of their runs maybe than, you know, others?
They were just so smart. You know, I think when the ball goes wide, it's their ability to go to the near post and then just drift away from you. And once they drift away from you, you don't know where they are. And then next thing you know, they're on the end of a cross or on the end of the second ball. Kind of similar to how Wando is. Wando's a lot like that as well in terms of when he's in the box, he manages to always find himself space and be alone. So I think for those guys, it was that. And then also, I mean, the way they demanded how the guys around them played and the way they played and how they saw the game in terms of how they wanted the other guys around them to attack and to play and press.
Talking to Tim Parker, Chris Wondolowski, he just mentioned San Jose Earthquakes coming in Friday. So, you know, how do you deal with a guy like him? Because he's just got that innate sense to it's like he knows where the ball's going to be in the penalty area before anybody else. It's kind of crazy. Really? Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Chris, Wando's a legend. You know, he's an MLS legend. He's an American legend. His goals speak for himself. But like you said, he's got an innate ability to find the back of the net and to find the ball in the box. So when he comes onto the field, we have to make sure that when we're in the box, we're touch tight, because we can't give him half of a yard in there.
And then as far as San Jose, you know, everybody talks about you know, the one-on-one marking and the work ethic and all. Take me a little deeper into that, because I get that. And I get it's different, and I get it can make games chaotic. I have to believe, though, it's more than just man-to-man marking and work ethic. I think there is some passing of players on. What is it about that system that's so hard to play against?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the way they do their man-to-man marking almost suckers you into trying to play out of it. And when you're suckered into trying to play out of it, that's when they're able to pick passes off and they're able to go at you with numbers. So for us, it's going to be really important for us to make good decisions on the ball when we have it. And then to be aggressive when we have the ball. You know, it's going to be quick movements, trying to get behind them, trying to expose them as quick as we can, because with 1v1 marking or with the idea of 1v1 marking, obviously if you're able to run past your guy, someone else slides over and we should be able to find the open man.
Tim Parker joining us, San Jose Earthquakes. Any other differences about San Jose you see? I Trofis Lopez is a new signing from Chivas. But, you know, outside of a couple of signings, I mean, pretty similar. Christian Espinosa, very dangerous guy as well. What other observations about San Jose do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think pretty similar to last year, apart from a couple of players. But, you know, I think one thing that really shook me from San Jose last year was their just overall belief. You know, I think I watched – When we were down in Orlando in that bubble, I mean, they were a fun team to watch down there. So they believe in what they do. I think it's an all in the system there. It's like, it's kind of like what we want to do in Houston. It's buy in or get out. And I think that a lot of those guys have bought in over there.
How's the buy in for the Dynamo?
It's good. You know, I think we're definitely progressing with everything that we're learning. I think we're learning each other, especially because there's so many new guys that are here right now. So we're learning how to play with one another. And then obviously the system, we're getting used to that as well.
Tim, even with your time in Major League Soccer, is it pretty remarkable over the span of years that you've played in the league to just see, you know, the stadiums, a lot of the changes that have occurred here? I mean, these three brand new stadiums, I mean, you could hold these things up to anywhere in the world. They're remarkable. The supporters group growth, the quality of the games now, the talent coming in from South America, the academies, you know, is it, even in the span of your period in MLS, does it look like it's just accelerated pretty fast?
Yeah, for sure. I think when I actually, it's kind of funny you bring that up. I had this conversation with Ethan Bartlow the other day, just talking about when I first came into the league, like what's changed so much. And I said, like the travel, the hotels, we're treated a little bit better as players, although we want more, obviously. But
yeah,
you know, I think you can see the growth of the game in the States, and then how when new teams come in, it's like they're trying to one up each other. So I think Atlanta set the standard pretty high, and now from there, everyone's trying to go one up. And I mean, as players, it's great to see because we get to play in incredible stadiums, get to see great fans at home games, and obviously at away games. And then the more the league grows, the better the players get. And I think that's the standard for the league, is continuing to grow.
Tim, listen, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck on Friday. Big win against San Jose. Looking forward to seeing you play. And I know a lot of fans are excited about you being in Houston to help this team turn this thing around. So thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, no, thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Tim Parker joining us there ahead of Friday. Real stout defender. You're going to enjoy watching him this year